Oil prices continue to fall, with Brent crude around $55 a barrel this morning, and gasoline prices are dipping below $3 per gallon in Anchorage. But even as fuel prices plummet, rural Alaskans are unlikely to see major savings. Sean Thomas is the vice president of Energy and Shipping Corporation Crowley Maritime. He says Western Alaska's unique geography is a contributing factor to static fuel prices in the region.
The Western Alaska market is not a traditional market that you would see, you know, at the corner gas station. Those markets are served by very large bulk orders that are placed into tank farms, and then they are pretty much locked in by ice, I mean, quite physically. So new product does not get into those locations until the ice goes out.
Thomas says the price customers see at a gas station in Nome, for example, reflects the market value of gasoline during the summer when Crowley purchased the fuel. Gasoline stored in tank farms throughout the winter has already been paid for and doesn't fluctuate with world market prices. Nome utility manager John Handelman says most utility systems in the region operate under a similar purchasing system. He says the Western Alaska Fuel Group, a consortium of communities including Nome, Unalakleet, Kotzebue, and Dillingham, purchase diesel and other fuels in bulk, trying to minimize costs during the limited summer window. The group receives its fuel from Vitus Marine, Handelman says, at an average price calculated for the month when the order was placed. And though the current market fluctuations are extreme, he notes that the price of oil tends to rise in summer and fall in winter every year. Thomas says summers do generally mean a spike in fuel prices, a trend he attributes partially to demand. But while locked-in prices may seem burdensome while the market is low, he says stable fuel prices have also benefited rural customers in the past.
If you think back just a couple years ago when oil was trading at $60, $70, $80 a barrel and spiked to $140 a barrel, and people in Anchorage and elsewhere were paying, you know, twice as much at the gas stations, places like Nome and Bethel and Kotzebue, prices stayed the same.
As for whether current market lows will hold until next summer's purchasing season, both Handelman and Thomas agree only time will tell.